We're now going to have our second special phone-in guest. Joining us from the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, is a personal friend of the show and fam, if we can call him that. Family, yeah. He is the Director of Operations and Talent Coordinator for the Envy Zone Network, which we are a part of, and the Envy Zone show. We got Palmer Alexander III. Thanks for joining us, Palmer.
Hey, what's going on, my friends? How's everything going?
That's good.
Everything's going fantastic, man. Just, you know, getting back to school and work and all that good stuff. And glad to have you on, man. We haven't talked in a while. And so update us on everything that's going on with the End of Zone Network since we last spoke.
Yeah, man. I mean, we just, it's like we're the blob.
The blob.
You know what I'm saying? And we just, you know, just continue just to keep growing. I mean, recently, the last couple of weeks, we had Tierra Dobbins on. And she blogs for NFLfemale.com. She does some great Steelers stuff. And had her on 2 weeks in a row. And hey, guys, you already know, man. I never had nobody on 2 weeks in a row, so she's good.
Hey. That's a sign. Because we're going to have her on our show.
And you know, partner with a couple of school districts in the St. Louis metropolitan area. So going to be developing some more podcasts for the next generation behind us. And, man, you know, I'm just trucking like Eddie Kendricks, man. You know what I'm saying? My feet just keep moving, man.
I heard that. And congratulations to the End of Zone Network, you know, cracking the top 500 podcasts in the country. That is major. And big news, yeah. And signs of better things to come, you know, in the future.
Oh, man, I appreciate that so much. But you know something else, though, man? I just have a great team. Mm-hmm. Around me, with you guys definitely right. Holding it down, you know, in the D.C. Area and stuff, and it just allows us to stretch out even further. So I could say this is a team award. I mean, everybody that's pitched in, you know, that's a part of the End Zone Network, for whether you're in New England or whether you're in Las Vegas or in St. Louis, you know, everybody's pitching in, doing their part. And we couldn't grow and be where we are if it wasn't for the help of you guys. So I appreciate everything that the plugs have done, because you guys have actually gotten me inside more households than I could have ever imagined. So that was a really, really big ordeal. And if it wasn't for you guys, I don't even know we'd even be in this position today.
Wow. Well, that's high praise. We appreciate it. And definitely. This is just the beginning, though. We're just getting warmed up. Mm-hmm. We're about to take over the country, man. And nobody's heard sports the way we interpret it, the way we analyze, the way we break it down. We're one of a kind, man. This entire network's going to flourish. And
And see, that's what I love about you guys. You guys got that hunger.
You got that it factor, baby.
You definitely got the it factor. You know, some people, you know, lack the hunger.
Right.
You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? It's just, you know, once they get on the stage, they say, okay, I'm here. But I love the way you guys continue to keep pushing forward. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say, you know what, these guys are stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These guys are stars in the making. They got that same hunger that I had. And it's just like, you know, great minds think alike. So it's, you know what I'm saying? You know, what makes teams great is that if everybody has the same mindset, same focus, and you guys are no different from that.
Oh, well, I appreciate that again. Wow, we're getting a lot of compliments today, man. I'm starting to feel myself. My ego is definitely on 1,000 right now, and it's not going down anytime soon. So thank you for that. I'm about to have a fantastic day after this. But let's get into some sports. Some sports topics, some professional sports. And let's talk about the weekend. And I'm going to kind of hand you the mic, or per se, and let you tell me what your what am I want to say? I'm starting to have a loss for words. My guy just complimented me, and then I forgot what I want to say. What was the major headlines that you heard about in the weekend of sports that kind of raised an eyebrow to you?
Well, you know what? I think, you know, I heard you guys coming out of break and talking about the NFC East.
Right, right.
I tell you something with what Zach Elliott is doing and
Zeke
and with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And listen, let me make it perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
I will always hate the Cowboys.
Well, as we all do.
Don't we all?
We all.
Always. Always. You know, but you know, they have a hometown kid, Zach Elliott, and he grew up in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, he's probably one of the best football products that's ever come out of St. Louis.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, I cannot be more proud of him. And also Dak Prescott, you know, somebody that I watch play a lot, you know, when he played at Texas A&M, and I wasn't as enamored with him watching Mizzou play against him. And they have just been lights out. I picked the Redskins to win the NFC East, and I never thought I would do that in my lifetime, but I did.
Wow.
But you know, the what's going on in the NFC East is that I think they're definitely coming around at the right time, and you know, it's good to see. You know, with football not being in St. Louis anymore, it's giving me a more broader spectrum. And thank goodness that the last couple of years the Rams have faced the NFC East enough where I'm comfortable to be able to look at that conference and be able to watch those guys, watch the talent. And there are a lot of good things that are going on. You know, people forget about how great Kirk Cousins was down the second half of last season, completing almost 70% of his passes. And you know, if Matt Jones, if he was a little bit more secure at handling the football, I mean, come on, man, you got a nice 1-2 combination going right there. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a lot of good pieces going, I think, in the NFC. So those are the things that kind of stuck out for me as far as this weekend. And obviously, any time when the Rams lose, I mean, brings so much pleasure.
Had to take a couple shots of tequila after that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice when the Rams are putting up a loss. But you know what? When they lost to Detroit, it's no different from what we saw last year or what we've been witnessing in St. Louis the last 12 to 15 years. So it's kind of common knowledge. But now a lot of the L.A. trolls, they're getting a taste of their own medicine. And now they're deciding they'd just rather go to the beach instead of watch the Rams lose.
Right.
Can't blame them, though. Exactly. Now, be honest with me, Palmer, though. Are you a little bit jealous about what's going on in Cleveland? Because me, as a New York fan, I mean, last time we won was 2011, which, yeah, it was a Super Bowl, but it's been a few years now. But, I mean, being from St. Louis, I mean, we haven't heard much from St. Louis, as we were just talking about earlier. So is it a little bit of jealousy about what's going on in Cleveland? Because, you know, LeBron just won one for the land, and we're seeing the Indians right now. They're 3-0 against Toronto, and they're heading towards the World Series. So is there a little bit of jealousy?
No, I tell you what, though. If anything, I think people in St. Louis empathize with the city of Cleveland. I mean, up until when the Cavaliers won the NBA title, I've always considered the city of Cleveland, when it comes to sports, only when it comes to sports, as just a city of losers. So,
right.
I mean, that's been kind of the theme of Cleveland. They've always had these heartbreaking losses, you know, especially the playoffs and then in the NBA finals. So for them to be able to kind of put that behind them, you can no longer classify them. I felt so bad for the Indians in '95 when they were just one game away from winning the World Series. I was pulling so hard for them, and you know what? I think I'm pulling for them again. You know, they have a great team, and they had a terrific manager, Terry Francona, someone that I was really in favor of taking over for Mike Matheny. For Tony La Russa. I thought he was a great quarter manager, but obviously the Cardinals decided to stay within. But, yeah, I'm pulling for Cleveland, definitely. Now, the Browns, I mean, is there a more tortured football fan?